Could you talk to us about the rivalry with the Falcons and then kind of go into how you guys are battling through the your bounty, tough bounty situation?
Yeah. Listen, it's obviously a slow start to the season, but, we've won three of our last four. I feel like we've gotten a little bit better each week. Coming off a big win Monday night against Philly. Here we are, playing obviously the leader of the division right now, or the team at the top of the division, the Falcons, undefeated. They played extremely well this season. And we know what a challenge it's going to be. It always is. These games seem to always be close, always down to a play here or there in the game and down to the wire in the fourth quarter. So I think we know what to expect coming off a short week. We got to get prepared quickly, get ready to play, but we're excited.
Drew, the idea that it's a numbers game, you only get 16 of these, I'll break the Cardinals' sin and ask you to go beyond this week. Does this team have a 7-1 type run in them?
Well, I don't care about that right now. I just want a 1-0 run. And that's this week.
Drew, with the report coming out over the weekend about Coach Payton's status, possibly whether he'd return or not for next year, has that been a distraction to the team?
No, we're not thinking about it. We're not worried about it one bit. I think, to be honest with you, I think it was all kind of blown out of proportion a little bit. But no, we're not concerned about it. I know our coach, Sean Payton, would want us to be focusing on winning this week, and so that's what we're doing.
What about Mike Nolan? Obviously, a lot of the same personnel, but different coordinator. What have you seen on film that's different than the last few years?
He's done a great job, and obviously in conjunction with Mike Smith. I think you see both their styles and what they're doing. I think it's a good blend of both. So, it's obviously challenging for us, even though it's same personnel. There's some new things that obviously we got to be on top of. So, we're studying away, making sure we're prepared and ready to go by Sunday evening.
What were some of the kinks that you had to work out early on? Was it anything offensively, play calling or anything like that?
No, nothing like that. It was just kind of trying to find our identity a little bit, and we obviously, it was a slow start up there with us. It was obviously a slow start, not what we had expected, not what we had hoped for, but I felt like it showed us a lot about our team, and that nobody pointed fingers, nobody got, frustrated. Everyone's, held themselves accountable. And like I said before, we were getting better every week. So despite, the results and the final score, I think that's really the positive that we tried to draw from it, was that, hey, eventually we're going to win. We're going to win one. And then that's when we're going to win two, and that's going to get us on a roll. We're going to get a streak going, and we're going to start playing the way that we know how to play, and we're going to kind of find ourselves and come together. And I think we've done that here over the last 4 weeks.
Have y'all put the problems with the commissioner behind y'all yet? Or?
Yeah, we're that's a whole other story. We're focused on winning football games.
Hey, Drew, I know that smart players don't take anything for granted. You're not guaranteed anything. Your health, you're not guaranteed wins. What does a start like this absolutely say about a locker room if they can truly turn it around?
What's a what now?
What does it say about a locker room that realizes, hey, there's still time to turn it around. You just have to go out and do something about it.
Yeah. I mean, listen, we've got a little bit of a mountain to climb here, but we're focused on the task at hand. We're certainly not taking anything for granted. We understand how important each game is, one at a time, and so that's what we're focused on doing. It's really, we got 8 games left in this regular season, but to us it's 8 one-game seasons. Because we're in that situation. We put ourselves in that situation, but that's okay. We can get ourselves out as long as we take that approach.
What do you attribute to?
Hey, last one, guys.
Okay, all right, good deal. Hey, what do you attribute you all's success against the Falcons? The record's pretty clear.
Yeah, they played extremely well. And you look at some of the most pertinent stats in football. The turnover ratio, they've been excellent. They're the least penalized team in the league. That's excellent. They've found ways to win, on several occasions, down in the fourth quarter, whatever it might be. They come up with a big drive, big play on defense. They've won as a team. They've really done things the right way. They're well disciplined. I think they're extremely well coached. So a lot of credit goes to them. That's really been evident in the way that they play.
All right. Hey, thanks, Drew.
All right, guys. Thanks. See you. Bye.